Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Emilio Ortiz of Survey Metal. And we were discussing your father and how he comes, he gets a job with Sears, even though he doesn't speak English. And what happened from there? How does he move to the tile and marble, which is where I met him?
Well, I tell you something. One of the things, the stories that he really cherished to tell was when he landed in the carpeting division, and he was given the order to go and see the Coast Guard commander, who was interested in buying some carpeting for his home. And my father said, "Well, yeah, I don't speak English, and the commander doesn't speak Spanish, so it's not a good mix." So he told him, "Yeah, go." So he went, and somehow he sold the whole house. He measured the whole house. He made the sale and made a nice profit in that sale.
But he decided he didn't want to be an employee of Sears, and he decided.
Well, I offered him a job in my trading company, right. And I offered him a participation in the company. And he took it, and he left Sears, and he started working with me. And we had a division that he was managing, which was the construction building materials, and that included Bonsall, included ceramic tiles, curved tiles, included balaustres, wooden woodworks, and all sorts of things. And then he started working that as a division of the trading company. And then at one point I said, you know, when he was 65, I said, "You know, Dad, why don't you retire?"
Fighting words. At least for people like you and me.
My God. He was so upset. And he said, "Okay, let me tell you something.
I'm going to start again.
I want you to buy from me, buy me out. I want you to buy my percentage out, and I'm going to be doing something else." And then he hooked up with this guy, Lede, who was the son of Captain Lede, who at the time was a huge thing in
Puerta de Tierra.
In Puerta de Tierra.
Yeah, that was a big thing. If you want to buy tiles, it was Lede. See,
right.
I remember,
yeah. Lede. And then his son had started his own business, and he hadn't done too well because he knew a lot about that, about the business, but he was a very poor manager. So my father came in, and they both started the thing, and the number one thing that they did was they rented in Roseville the Renault place where the Renault car agency was, or a dealership was, and it was $5,000 a month rent. And I said, "Oh my God," my father just lost it. You know, $5,000 a month in a business that he doesn't know. Well, you know, the rest is history. Bought the place, bought the land, and then from there on, it started expanding, purchasing other places and opening more stores. And they were number one in Puerto Rico as far as prime ceramic tile until, you know, he had a little accident and he lost his mobility. So he then sold it. Well, his partner had a larger accident. He went across the street to buy cigarettes, and he was killed while crossing Roseville.
Wow!
And then you know,
he had the store there in Roseville Avenue.
Right.
Just
one block from the police headquarters.
Right. Right.
And the guy goes across the street, and bang, he gets killed. And he used to always, Lede used to say, "You know, Emilio, when you're not here, thinking, you know, what we're gonna do when you're not here."
Yeah, well, Emilio was gonna die before him.
Exactly, and bang, you know, all of a sudden he's gone, and my father's left. So he sold out after so many years doing it by himself, and.
But when I negotiated with him, with Bonsa, he was about 88. He was in the 80s.
Yeah. No, but a little younger than that, because probably 85.
Yeah.
Because he died just short of 90. And that was...
And he worked until about, what, 88 or
80,
something?
He worked until about 87, 88 when he had the accident, which was a freak accident. But anyhow, that's another story. But as a result of that, his spine backbone really got hurt and then started losing mobility. So that was sad.
Yeah. By the way, he started a completely different business and career at 65.
Yeah. And, absolutely. Tremendous. From 65 to... to 85, 20 active years, and created something was number one in Puerto Rico from zero, from nothing.
Yeah, that's tremendous. So well, you got the genes, that's for sure.
I think so.
You got the genes.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know which one caught it.
I know, at least we know where you're headed. You know, you probably get a complete new business.
I hope not headed to have this freak accident.
Well, you did have, you know, this is a story, and it may take a little longer, but you did have an accident where you thought you were gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, describe what happened. I know the story you gave me, would take this whole program to go if you went into detail, but describe what happened and the experience, learning experience you had from that, and because it is a dramatic moment.
We have
in your
to
life.
Go back to 1985, and this is just the next day after we are coming back from vacation. That was our first trip to Alaska. And my wife came back, came to the office. We were living in Guaynabo, and she came very close to, we lived very close to the office. So she came back and she said, you know, let's go, first day at work. On our way back to the house, a car with a couple of guys started following her up. To make a long story short, what happened was that they were trying to, hijack her or carjack her.
And this was in the mid-'80s.
This was in 1985.
Right.
And I, pulled forward, and next to the guys, they realized that I was with her. We were in two different cars. And they stopped. They turned around, and I made the stupid mistake of turning around and follow them. And then... I got behind them, they stopped, and they shot me.
They first stopped, and then they put it in reverse.
Put their car in reverse. They smashed your car.
Smashed
my car.
Which was a Porsche.
Yeah.
And then, almost went off.
Then the guy gets out of the car, and he turns around and takes his gun and shoots twice at me. I'm sitting there in the car, put my both hands in my head, and then bang. I didn't feel anything, so I said, hey, this guy missed. And then all of a sudden I see all this blood pouring out of somewhere, which I couldn't even tell where it was coming from. And then all of a sudden I see the car is all full of blood. And I start driving towards the Metropolitan Hospital. And on the way to Metropolitan Hospital, I have a red light right there, the crossing of 20 and...
Where Mendez and Company is right now.
Right, 20 and 19. No, that was before that. That's where Junco Steel used to be, right? It's just a further down from where the supermarket is. And I ran the red light because I didn't see anybody coming. I guess that I didn't look right. All of a sudden, bang, somebody hits me on the left. Big, big hit. I lose almost control. I was driving with one hand. The other hand was in the air with a shot. And I realized that I had been shot in the hand, and the hand was pouring blood like crazy. It looked like a gusher. And I smashed right into an electric pole and wrapped the car around the electric pole. I was all banged up. And I said, hey, Emilio, you're gone. I mean, there's no way you can walk from here to the hospital.
Right.
Absolutely no way. I was already starting to feel a little dizzy. And then a guy comes in and he says, get in. And I said, what? Get in? And the first thing I think is, I'm going to soil your car. I mean, look at my blood coming out. Your car's going to get dirty. And he says, no, get in. That will be clean later, but you have to get in. And then he drove me to the hospital. He saved my life, actually. The only thing that I regret is that I, couldn't remember him, his name to say contact, and if he listens to this, get in touch with me. I'd like to have a drink or whatever.
He was a medical student or intern.
Yeah, he was a medical, yeah.
And he was driving, and he had seen what happened to you.
He told me that he lived across the in the building, which was across the place where I got shot, and that he saw that, and that he was following me, or he was after me. I don't know how many cars behind me, but he stopped after my car smashed the electric pole. Then he picked me there, and he gave me the ride to the hospital. So he was the right person in the right place. Picking up a stupid incredible guy that followed the other
that shouldn't
guys
have been following it.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we have to take a break, and I want to follow up, you know, how that matter terminated and all, and some of the moments, some of the learning lessons from it. But I'm with Emilio Ortiz of Servimetal. We'll be right back after this pause.